Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about stop drinking coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. Alcohol tore my life apart, and it didn't just happen once. It tore my life apart so many times. I lived for almost 10 years on this up and down roller coaster of binge drinking, sometimes daily drinking. Alcohol was the cause of so much damage in my life. I lost a business because of alcohol. I destroyed a relationship because of alcohol. My family were worried about me at times. I've ran out of money in the past, had to borrow money off friends and family. And the underlying factor in all of this was always one thing. It was alcohol. Now, I know that's not everybody's experience. And if you've clicked on this video, that might not be your experience either. Sure, you might be in a place where you know it's damaging things, you know that it's upsetting your family, it's upsetting people around you, and most importantly, it's upsetting you. But alcohol might not have beaten you down to the place that it beat me down to. When I stopped drinking, I was at ground zero, and it was a very painful place to be in. I knew in my heart that if I kept on the path that I was on, I was probably going to end up dead in the next few years. And when you come to a realization like this, it's pretty easy to start shifting your beliefs, to start seeing alcohol as something that isn't going to add anything to your life, never has, never will, never can. And to have that happen at 25 years of age, however old I was, I don't even know how old I was. I don't count the days. I don't even know the date that I stopped drinking. Still to this day, I don't even look. But it was like 5.5 years ago. But to have that happen at such a young age and to wake up so early was a blessing. But I know most people that watch this channel, they're not in the same situation that I was in. So today I wanted to make this video to check in with you. I wanted to check in with you and I wanted to talk to you about you and your journey. At the end of the day, if you are watching videos like mine, if you've just clicked on this video out of all the videos that you could have watched, because right now you could be watching some Mr. Beast video, you could be watching some podcast, some entertainment, but instead you've clicked on a video that was probably a little bit uncomfortable for you to click on. Just to actually sit down and listen to somebody talk about a problem that you're facing in your life is uncomfortable, especially for people that drink, because every time they feel uncomfortable, guess what happens? Well, we want to escape that emotion. It makes us want to drink. Because what are we doing every time that we drink? We're escaping. But you've clicked on this video and we're having a conversation. We're having some dialogue about it. And for that, I want to say that I respect you. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to say that I respect you so much for listening to this message. But my intention with making this video is to make this the last video that you ever watch when it comes to not drinking alcohol. You know, people send me podcasts all the time. They send me the podcast from this person, this clip from this person talking about not drinking. Listen, I'll be entirely honest with you. I never click on any of them. I don't look what anybody else is doing. I don't look what anybody else is saying about alcohol. Not from a place of arrogance. Not from a place of thinking that I'm better than this. It's from a place of knowing that I don't need to change my worldview anymore. I don't need any new information about alcohol because I know exactly what it is. I don't need to learn about the health effects. I don't need to learn about how it could damage my life because in my heart, I know that alcohol does nothing for me. And my intention with making this video today is to get you there as well. And hey, by the way, I'm not saying that watching those videos is a bad thing. I know plenty of people that have even hired me to join my Stop Drinking coaching program. People that do feel like they don't want to drink anymore. They still watch my videos. They still watch the podcast. There's nothing inherently wrong with it because it would be like watching the repeat of a football game again, 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 again. But at this point, I've worked with almost 400 people now. I've worked with almost 400 people in a Stop Drinking coaching program. And there is literally one thing that every single one of those people have done that has helped them to stop drinking. And what I want to do for you in this video is break down that one thing. Listen, I'm not going to try and sell you anything. You don't need to buy anything. It's simply a switch in your thinking. And we're going to unpack that in this video today because I want you to get there as well. Now, with all of my clients, there's a common theme. And the common theme is that when they actually start working with me, when they join the coaching program, soberclear.com, if you want more information on that, they all are in a very similar situation. They've tried in the past and failed. I don't think there's a single person in my program that is trying to stop drinking first time around. Because if you actually think about it, every single person that says to themselves, right, I'm not drinking anymore. You know, when you wake up with that hangover or you feel a bit bad the next day and you're like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. If everybody actually stuck to that, nobody would drink. I mean, who actually ever sticks to that? I personally don't think that there's a single drinker in the planet. I'm not talking about like the heavy drinkers. I'm talking about every single drinker in the world. I don't think there's a single one that exists that has, you know, looked at the bottle of wine, even if they only drink a glass a week and thought to themselves, do I really need this? Is it really necessary? And I don't think there's a single one that's thought to themselves, maybe I should just stop. Now, clearly, there are people that do have that thought and then never drink again, but the ones that are still drinking today have clearly lied to themselves. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Every single person that I've worked with has tried in the past and either failed or found it extremely difficult. They've always had this nagging voice in their head that's like, I just want to drink. I just want to drink. I just want to drink. They'll always feel this feeling of missing out. And for some people, they will feel like that is just how they're going to be for the rest of their life. They're never going to fix this problem. And they will go on feeling this way about alcohol for the rest of their life. But the thing that every single one of my clients have done that's made them successful is said, you know what? I'm going to try something different. This time, I'm not going to do it the way that I've done it in the past. I'm going to do something completely new. They didn't give up. They didn't just throw in the towel and say, oh, do you know what? Maybe I do have a disease. Maybe I am an alcoholic. Maybe I'm born this way and I'm going to die this way and there's nothing I can do about it. Do you know what they said to themselves? Is they picked themselves up and they said, I'm going to give this one last try because that is all it takes. It takes one last try for you to actually solve this problem. The day that you solve this problem isn't going to be 100 more attempts. It's not going to be 100 more failures. The day that you decide to stop drinking for real will just take one last try. That's a courageous step. That's a hard step for a lot of people to make. I'll give you my mum as an example. She tried to stop drinking on her own so many times. And she said to herself, do you know what? I'm going to try one more thing. She went to a 12-step meeting. Her courage to say, do you know what? I'm not ready to just live my life this way for forever and die this way. I'm going to go and do something different. And she went to a 12-step meeting, saved her life. Her willingness to try a different thing that was different to what she tried in the past saved her life. I tried that path as well. AA wasn't for me. What I'm trying to say is it's not about the method. It's not about the steps that you take. It's about the inner conversation that you have with yourself to say, I'm going to try one more time. And most importantly is to look at what you've already tried in the past and admit to yourself that whatever you've been doing up until this point hasn't worked. Because you know what? If it was working, you would already be sober. For most people, they need a system. For some people, they find it in the 12 steps. It is a system. It's a program. It's a set of principles that they follow. I offer a system. I offer a first principles thinking system with coaching. With accountability. But hey, do you know what? Maybe my way of doing things isn't the way for you. Maybe the 12-step way of doing things isn't for you. Maybe you're going to try something completely different. Maybe you're going to check yourself into a 7-day retreat, detox yourself, and then get on with things. I don't know what the answer is for you, but I know one thing, that unless you say to yourself, I'm giving this one more go and I'm going to do it differently this time, I'm going to try something new. It pains me to say this, but you're probably going to keep making the same mistakes. When you keep telling yourself that I'll just try again, I'm just going to stop, I'm just going to do it on my own, I'm not going to tell anybody, and that's already failed you 100 times. And then to think this time's going to be different, I'm sorry, but it's lying to yourself. And I don't want to call you out, I'm not trying to discourage you, but when you finally admit to yourself that maybe what I've been doing hasn't been working, that's where true power lies. Because it's the power to step towards something else that could be a good match for you. So don't throw in the towel. Again, if you want details on my coaching program, go to soberclear.com. I believe in you wholeheartedly. I know you will fix this one day. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.